All right, let's get a celebrity opinion on this like we always do. We go to the phone and hope that there's a celebrity on to give us an opinion on Justin Bieber speeding through his neighborhood.
On a segue.
Yeah, please welcome from Saturday Night Live, Mr. Bill Hader, everybody.
Wow. Not only prompt, but early.
Wow.
Wow, Bill.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good morning. Thanks for being on. Your thoughts,
Your
thoughts, please, on Justin Bieber driving 75 miles an hour in a suburban neighborhood.
I don't know. As long as he's safe.
Yeah.
I don't know. He was fine. He came to this show, and you know, he was fine. He was a fine guy. So I don't know.
He wasn't a huge diva, Bill.
Not really. Yeah. No. He had like a big entourage, but a lot of people have big entourages. So.
Yeah.
Hey, now that you're off, you know, you're done with SNL, and what a storied career you had there. And I don't mean that sarcastic. I mean, seriously, you've just been my favorite on the show for several years. My question to you would
be,
now that you're off, what's the one guest where at the end of the week everybody's like, oh, glad that's over?
I mean, people ask me that a lot. They're like, who is the worst? And it's weird. It's like you never have anybody who came in who is like a jerk. It's mostly people come in and you would see them, they would be kind of nervous or they made a mistake.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why did I agree to do this? But then by the end of the week, they're fine. Yeah, I never had anybody that was like insanely mean.
It's hard when you have somebody on the show though that's not known for being funny, and maybe they're not, you know, maybe they're not inherently a funny person. I saw the show with the guy from Boardwalk Empire. I was there in the audience.
Buscemi.
Steve Buscemi. And I talked to him at the cast party that you guys have afterwards. And Steve Buscemi said that it's so much pressure to be around so many funny people that he's so used to reading other people's lines.
It shuts you down.
Yeah, he said he was scared. He said he's never been more scared in his life.
Oh, man, well, Steve Buscemi was the guy that we were all freaking out over because we're all huge fans. So maybe everyone was really nervous around him because we're a big fan of his. He was really funny in that show, I thought. He was good.
Mm-hmm.
I did a Dateline with him, a Keith Morrison thing with him.
I love your Dateline.
Yeah, it is. You do see people kind of come in, especially like sports people and things like that. Like, it's always, you're trying to make people feel comfortable being there. You want them to feel confident while they're there, you know?
Sure.
And so you could kind of see it as the week goes on that initially they might be a little cagey or something, and then by Friday they're, you know, going crazy with the rest of us.
Yeah.
It must be kind of difficult now that you're not going to be going back to work at Saturday Night Live, that you have to take yourself out of that. Everything has to be a sketch. I mean, every celebrity story you hear, every scenario, you're constantly trying to figure out, how can I turn this into a sketch?
Right, yeah. I mean, that's why you hear a lot of people still email ideas or, you know, who aren't on the show anymore. You'll get an email from an old writer or someone will say, oh, you should try something with this or that, you know. But every cast, I always realize, like, every... and it's happening now with the current cast. I'm seeing like on the Wednesday table reads and stuff. Everyone's having their, you know, it's, you know, like when Kristen and Andy and Jason and I started, it was like, you know, Andy was doing the digital shorts, and so it was like a new kind of sensibility came into the show. And I'm sensing that with this new cast, and even if it's not totally apparent on the show yet, it's there at the table reads. And so I don't even know if I'm going to be able to do that. To, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like go, hey, maybe you guys should do something on this.
Right.
Because they're going to have their own sensibility, their own thing, you know, which is good.
So here's a question based on that.
Around for so long.
First of all, thanks for being awake this time, because your answers are, you know, you're lucid and you're awake. And we don't get that a lot.
Bill, you seem sober, which is surprising.
We're not used to the sober SNL alum. That doesn't happen often. But, Bill, now we went there and I forgot what I was going to say. It was about...
You said on the line of questioning about sketches or something?
No, I can't remember.
New cast?
Thanks, Kelly. Among this new cast that we don't really know their names yet, who to you is the most promising or has the most potential or one of the most?
I can't pick one. They're all... I'm not joking. They're all really, really funny. The guy Tim Robinson, he will do stuff at the table that makes me laugh harder than I mean, I've laughed in, you know, forever. I mean, I don't think since Will Forte, the guy made me laugh that hard at the table. I mean, he really, really makes me laugh.
That's cool. We'll be watching for him.
I'm excited to see if that's what I mean. It's like they want to slowly bring you out there. They did the same thing with me, and I feel like when they really let that guy loose, it's gonna be a lot of fun.
Your favorite character from the show, and then we'll move on to what you're doing now, just quickly, because everybody wants to think it's Stefan.
I mean, Stefan is a lot of fun to play. I love Stefan, but I also liked Herb Welch, who was an old reporter.
Mm-hmm. Loved it. Loved it.
I mean, Bill, you're just most...
racist jerk.
Your impersonations of, unknown characters as well as celebrities are just unparalleled, I feel like, over the years. When did you discover that you were so good at doing impressions of others? Do you remember a specific time?
No, that's so funny. I don't remember specifically. I mean, I would do, like, an impersonation of, like, a teacher or something, and I would have friends in high school go, wow, that sounded just like him. And I wouldn't think about it. I didn't really know I could do impressions until I had to do my SNL audition.
And who did you do?
You have to do three impressions and three characters. And so I got to go learn some impressions, and then I kind of, through that, found out I had kind of a...
Oh, my God. You just gave me a great idea. We're going to do this on our show.
No way. Each
cast member.
What?
Each cast member will do three characters and three impressions.
Oh, my God.
And the worst one is off the show.
Yeah.
So tell me about TCM Essentials, because I know that you're hosting this this movie series in its third year. What's this about?
It's called TCM Essentials Junior, and it starts this Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern, and it goes through the whole summer. And yeah, TCM, I'm a big junkie for old movies, and so I basically just watch TCM all day. And then they were nice enough to ask if I would want to host this show, which is essentially just old, great old movies that the whole family can enjoy. And I wanted to do it was because growing up watching old movies, that was my kind of memory of it, was my whole family gathered around the TV, you know, at night, and we would watch To Kill a Mockingbird or Duck Soup or whatever it is, and having that experience with everybody is some of my favorite memories from being a kid.
It's sad that there won't be more kids who see movies like The Grapes of Wrath or Great Expectations or To Kill a Mockingbird, and you're bringing these back for people, which is really cool. I like that.
Yeah, you should. I feel like there's just something great in there. And I, you know, initially, you know, I wanted to watch, you know, whatever it was, Die Hard or something, and my parents said, no, we're going to watch, like you say, Grapes of Wrath or whatever. And I would get a lot out of it. I always thought, I probably wouldn't be... That stuff is the reason I wanted to get into this industry. You know what I mean? Was because I fell in love with those old movies.
So cool. And did you grow up in Oklahoma? They're wrapping us up, but I want to be quick here. Didn't you grow up in Oklahoma?
Yeah, also Oklahoma. Yeah.
So watching what transpired last week, I'm sure that tornadoes were part of your childhood, right?
Yeah. That was terrible. That was horrible. I was constantly emailing with my family. Is everybody okay?
I just wanted to bring the room down.
Everybody's fine. But I did grow up. We had a tornado shelter in our backyard.
Wow.
So terrible. That was hard to watch.
Well, on a brighter note, we have your friend Seth Rogen coming in the studio here in just a minute. And since you guys are buddies, I remember you did an impression of him on SNL. But since you guys are buddies, I wondered if you would either have a question for Seth that we could record and play for Seth when he's here, or we could say you're someone else and you could just record. I'll record it as you as someone else. But we're live on the air right now.
I don't know why I would ask Seth.
Yeah.
You could ask. He might not remember this. What was the movie that we convinced Chrisman's Platts was a documentary? We convinced Chrisman's Platts, the kid who played McLovin, that a certain famous 80s movie was a documentary, and he believed us.
All right, I got to get the answer from Seth.
He might not remember, or he might remember. I don't know.
Well, I'm not even going to ask you the answer, and then it'll be a mystery to us all if he doesn't know it.
Do you guys want the answer?
No, I don't want the answer.
We want to be surprised.
Yeah, if it's a mystery to everybody, then... all the better.
Cool. So Sunday nights, it's called TCM Essentials Junior.
Mm-hmm.
And June 2nd, it starts with The Court Jester from 1956. So you want to check that out.
Yeah.
I'm all over it. Bill, we're going to miss you on SNL, but good luck with everything here on down the road.
We'll see you all summer on TCM.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you.
That's Bill Hader, Kid Craddock in the Morning.
Nice.
Yeah. It's fine.
There he goes.
That was fine.
It's a lovely man.
Yeah, he's fine.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think of that interview? You think it was fine?
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah.
It was. I thought it was fine. I thought on a scale of 1 to 10 in finability, I would give it about a 8.
Finability.
Yeah.
On a scale of 1 to 100, I would give that fine. It was fine.
Fine.
Yeah.
Were you saying he didn't do Stefan or something? Or?
Well, no. I mean, I wish I was better during that, you know.
Well, this is the problem.
I didn't lead him anywhere.
There's 5 of us, yeah. And we all have questions for him, and we want to get into funny stuff, and they have a very limited amount
right.
of time.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Yeah, we get like 3 minutes. And we stretch that out to 5, and we're in trouble.
This doesn't bode well for Seth Rogen.
Oh, it's going to be fine. When he's in the studio.
Is it going to be fine?
Because the thing is, when
the whole world's turned off.
And when they're in person, they're kind of trapped in here.
Yeah, we can't go anywhere.
Yeah, we can see their facial expressions.
And offends them to the point they walk out.
Well, we got that lock on the door.
I remember when Paul Rudd came in, and I was so excited because I just love Paul Rudd. And I wanted it to be this thing where like we connected and we were like buddies, and whenever he comes through town, he's like, I'm going to call that Kelly Raspberry, and it never
happened.
That's exactly how it played out with me and him. Weird, because I talk to him all the time now.
Uh-huh.
I think it's because we both had longer hair.
Maybe that was
same hairstyles.
Not
similar dance moves.
Both had longer hair, and I think that he was like, "Whoa, yeah."
He wanted to like hang with you as much as you wanted to hang with
spirit meld. Yeah.
Right. Yeah,
I think that's what it was. And we have the same spirit animal, which is important, I think.
Mm-hmm. Which is
when
what?
When you match up your spirit animals with
a liger.
No, mine. You don't just tell people your spirit animal because they will make an impression or they will form an impression. It may not be accurate.
They'll judge you.
Yeah, but mine is the weasel.
How do you find out?
I thought yours was the meerkat.
No, you decided that. I don't want to be a meerkat.
You're always like popping up.
No.
Like, what are you doing?
Weasel.
I'd rather be a weasel.
I'd rather be a meerkat than a weasel.
Yeah,
weasel has such a negative connotation.
Yeah.
It does, and yet it's so noble.
I think
what's noble about a weasel?
It's the most noble animal in the
how?
Forest.
They
give me an example.
They slither around, weaseling around, doing bad things.
The weasel has gotten a bad rap, perhaps equal to the banshees. The banshees get a terrible rap because people, he's stealing like a banshee, drinking like a banshee.
Cheating like a banshee.
Cheating like a banshee.
So you and Pauly Shore are like soulmates.
Not seeing the connection.
The weasel.
That's
hello.
His name. Oh, the weasel.
Yeah. Pauly Shore is the weasel.
My spirit animal is a weasel. He is a weasel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's different.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.
He's a weasel.
Like I know you
can't
so
distance yourself from Pauly Shore at this point.
Yeah,
you're both sharing the same spirit animal.
Yeah, I just wouldn't tell anyone.
I used to babysit him. Okay.
I want to be a squirrel.
Just keep that to yourself.
When I lived in L.A., his mom would just drop him off where I was and say, hey, can you watch him for a bit? I'm not kidding. Pauly Shore.
Yeah. What?
His mom is Mitzi Shore. Mm-hmm. She owned the Comedy Store.
Okay.
And I would hang out there and a bunch of comedians hanging around, and she would just say, hey, watch my kid for a while. Would you leave your kid in the care of a bunch of comedians?
Worked out for him, kind of.
And it kind of explains a lot.
Yeah, it does, right? He was raised by comedians.
Yeah.
All right, Seth Rogen's going to be in just a bit. When's that happening?
Like 50 minutes or so.
Less than an hour.
Less than an hour, Seth Rogen will be here. It's Kid Craddock in the Morning. And when did Kinsey start studying philosophy, JC?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Did that just start up recently? Probably.
You know, Kinsey calls in 3 times a week, and it's almost like you barely even know.
Right.
You hardly know her.
Yeah, I mean,
you never know what's going on in her
life. She's always getting into new stuff, you know?
Yeah.
So I just let her do her thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
She'll be doing her thing and telling you about it and us next.
Good.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.
Our camera guy for Dish Nation was a backup dancer for Vanilla Ice. Does he teach us sweet moves during commercials? Check out KidNation.com for behind-the-scenes stuff you won't get anywhere else.
Yo, man, let's get out of here. Word to your mother.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.